You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We've been hearing a lot about the athletes competing at the Commonwealth Games, but now it's time to hear about the amazing volunteers. And honestly, the Games wouldn't be as warm and as inclusive without all their hard work. So today, joining me to share her experience of volunteering at the Commonwealth Games is Alison Smith. Alison, it's so lovely to have you here with us.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
So let's chat about your volunteering experience, because you've been doing it for a few days now. So how has the atmosphere been? Have you been enjoying it?
I have been enjoying it, yes. My first shift was Friday, the 29th of July, and that was great. So I've done four shifts now, and I've got two more shifts to go. One on Saturday, which is the semi-finals, and one on Sunday, which is the finals and the medal session. So I've just been volunteering in the netball. So I've been based in the NEC arena. So it's good that I just have to report to one place, and then I know where I'm going. I'm familiar with the venue, and then obviously I can get to know the sport, and it's brilliant.
And because you yourself are partially sighted, so it must help knowing exactly the ins and outs of where you're going and how to get around it.
Yeah, all the volunteers, the majority have got one venue to get used to, which is good. But it's brilliant for myself with my visual needs that I can get used to the venue before the games begin. I know where the queues will be. I know where the busy parts will be. I know where the, in the arena, I know where to stand that's going to be well lit. I know where the dark places are, so places where to avoid. And obviously, me knowing that, I can go into the shift and then I can speak to a team leader and say, could I be voted in this area or that area, please? And the team leaders have been fantastic.
So, Alison, if I went to the netball, went to the venue and I bumped into you, what could you help me out with? Because obviously you are stationed there to kind of assist anyone who maybe needs some extra support, or maybe just maybe we're lost. Can you help me with that as well?
Yep. So I'm part of the events team. So we call ourselves the face of the games. So anything customer facing, we can help with. We direct people into the venue. We say, oh, please get your tickets ready. And then they go through to the scanning. We scan the tickets, the QR codes. And then there's a lot of us dotting around. We'll have photo frames, those cardboard photo frames. And we'll say, let's have a photo, or I'll take a photograph of you. You know, try and get the crowd happy and excited. And we are dotted all over, from outside the building through to the arena. If anyone comes to us, then we can assist them. So we've got it all covered. But I like being outside. So you're outside of the venue, you've got the big foam finger or a loudspeaker saying, welcome to the NEC, and then you direct people for different sports, and it's great fun.
Oh, it all sounds really exciting. How did you get involved in volunteering at the Commonwealth Games?
I heard about it from a friend, actually. My friend applied to be a volunteer, and then I applied online, and then last September I had my interview at the library in Birmingham. And they just asked me questions about teamwork, about customer service. So from that, I'm guessing they wanted their volunteers to not be afraid to interact with people and try and get the crowd going. And then I've been on a few training days in Birmingham at different venues to get ready for the event. So it's very much felt like what I would call a wedding day. It feels like it's ages away, and then you click your fingers, and then before you know it, it's here, and then before you know it, it'll go again. So, yeah, but I'm having a great time.
You're probably going to have a bit of a wedding blues once the games finish.
I know. I think I will have a bit of the Commonwealth blues, I think. Yeah.
Oh gosh, so what is going to be the thing you're going to miss the most when the games come to a close next week?
I think I'll miss the lovely people that I've met. We volunteers, we all wear the same uniform. I'm sure you've all seen on telly. And because we all wear a uniform, we all feel like we're part of a family. So I've met some wonderful people who do the netball, and we have lunch together, we have dinner together. It's lovely, we all sit together. But even when you're commuting, when you're travelling to the venue or travelling back, if you see someone wearing the same uniform as you and you don't know them, you still go up to them and you say, "Hi, how was your shift? Where have you been today?" And it's really nice. It's lovely. So I will miss that because I really feel like I'm part of a family.
Oh, like I can absolutely understand that. So I guess I only have one more question left for you, and it's a big one. I'm very curious if you met, I would say, the big celebrity of the games. Have you had a chance to meet Perry the Bull whilst out and about?
I haven't. No, that is on my list.
Oh.
I would love to do that before I finish. But I imagine he's a very busy bull because there's so many venues, isn't there? But you never know. He might make an appearance this weekend because it will be the medal session for the netball on Sunday. So if he does pop up, then obviously I'll make sure I give him a high five or, you know, have a selfie with him. But yeah, that's definitely on the list.
Oh, well, Alison, we're absolutely going to keep our fingers crossed that you can meet Perry the Bull, the official mascot of the Commonwealth Games. And in the meantime, it's been lovely talking with you, and I hope you have an absolute blast this weekend.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on, and it's been lovely to talk to you. And yes, I will have a fantastic time over the weekend.